This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, Fully Charged Recharged.
Oh, is this an ASMR episode?
Oh, maybe okay, it should be. Let's try and speak quite nicely.
This is me tapping on my phone with my nails.
I didn't think I was into ASMR until I started listening to ASMR, and fuck me, ASMR is absolutely incredible.
Fuck me.
And fuck me, Daniel.
I don't know why I said Daniel.
Daniel, like Daniel O'Donnell.
Who's Daniel?
I don't know.
Fuck just me, Daniel.
But actually, ASMR is very relaxing.
Can you sleep to it? I find really it a bit like, cringe,
to be honest. Creepy.
Do you find it creepy?
I wouldn't be into all the ones that, you know, speak like that.
So there's different ones really you can like get where that. It's like characters, right? So it's like your annoying girlfriend won't let you sleep ASMR.
Are you serious?
Yeah, or it's like your caring boyfriend, you know, helps you while you're sick. That kind of vibe. There's loads of different characters. But then there's this one girl who does like the most bizarre characters ever. And she has one where she's like an air stewardess. And she's like, can I see your ticket? But she's like a bitch. That's like the point. She like grabs the ticket off. It's basically like all you hear is you see her as well. She's like, thank you. You're in aisle 7. Down there. Go. It's gas.
Oh my God. Wait, people is this a joke ASMR or is it
no,
like,
no, she's real. She's making
on.
Bank off it.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's making serious money.
People who want someone to be mean to them as they try and go to sleep.
Yeah.
They like to be quietly
like
scolded.
I'd love.
Quietly scolded. Yeah, that's strange.
Oh, be mean to me, but it is some more.
Yeah,
I'm
if
find
that's
it.
Some kind of like little sexual fantasy, one thing, but if you're just trying to sleep, that's so weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's weird.
There's niche for everything now, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. OnlyFans really opened up the options for that, yeah.
I'm trying to find the original video, but I don't know if.
Welcome to Mac United Airlines. I hope you all enjoy your flight. Excuse me, sir, you look stupid.
That's funny.
Okay, let's stop with the ASMR and enjoy today's show. We'll catch you back here live on the radio Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
Good luck. Bye-bye. Bye.
Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Fully Charged.
Morning, it's Friday.
Oh, thank God for that. Welcome to the weekend, everybody.
That was a fast week.
It was, wasn't it?
And I think as well, it's like a universal agreement. Normally it's like, I feel like it dragged. I feel like it was fast. I feel like anyone I speak to is like, what a fast week.
Yeah
not bad at all. I think that's we found the secret to that. Dave takes Mondays off.
Oh, okay. You think that affects
I'll tell you
everybody.
What, I'll do it again next week. We'll find out how it goes.
You actually will do that next
week. I am doing that next week.
And I actually adore your reasoning for using up an annual leave day next Monday.
Go on. You can say my reasoning.
The Wimbledon final.
And the Euros.
And the Euros final.
Yeah, the Wimbledon final now is in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Euros,
I think that's the problem. I think he'll be out enjoying the Wimbledon final and then having to hang around while also still out.
Yes. So
I am kind of worried about that, to be honest. There's a little part of me that's kind of like, okay, so the Wimbledon final's not till like 2 o'clock and then that's not going to be over until maybe about 6 o'clock, but then I have another 2 hours to wait until the match.
I would say at that point you need to eat a lot of food.
Yeah,
yes,
probably. That's a good
and
point.
Tons and
so that's
going to
be
food.
Fun. Yeah. That is going to be fun. But I'm like, there's people coming over and we're going to go out and we're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I'm off the next day and it's just going to be wonderful.
And it's that's kind of bold.
It is bold, but I'm off the Monday.
Should be in mass.
Oh my God. When am I going to fit in mass?
Can't stop my vibe. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Ashling.
Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Chapel Rones. Good luck, babe, on spin with Emma, Dave and Ashling. 7:10 on a Friday morning.
Hey there.
Oh, there's a problem.
Oh, no.
There's a problem.
Oh, no.
You know I love my bedding.
We do.
I really like my bedding.
We know you love your bedding.
Okay, so I was out the other night. This was, what day are we at? Today's Friday. So this was Wednesday night, okay? I was at home a little bit late when you're up at the time that we are and I was conscious, you know, when you're having that like, get straight into bed, you're up. But I realised when I kind of got home and I was in a taxi and that's when the hunger pangs started coming on strong because we'd had pizza and work, but that was at like lunchtime and I was like, I haven't eaten since.
Oh,
so hungry.
God.
But I was like, no messing now, you're getting straight into bed. So I ran downstairs, grabbed a bowl of mini Weetabix, my fave, top tier chocolate chip.
Okay.
Class. And I was like, gobble them now, brush your teeth and go to sleep. That's it. I was very strict to my own mind. And in the middle of all this, I dropped the bowl of cereal. on my bed.
Oh, no.
And there was milk, I mean, everywhere.
Oh, no. Right?
So I actually was like, it's actually too late. Like, I actually have to work in the morning. It was on one side of the bed. I was like, this is gross. It's going to have to be tomorrow's problem.
Sleep with
it tomorrow.
Milk.
Just leave it over on that side and stay on this side.
Oh, the toddler rolling over.
Picking up little Weedabix crumbs. It was gross. Anyway, so yesterday I was like, right, I have to face into this travesty. So stripped the bed. Also then, just to add to the problem, having an issue with our washing machine at the moment, i.e. can't really handle the spin with anything heavy, right? So it'll do the wash, then you have to kind of separate it, that you bring out the like dripping wet clothes, spin half it, then do the
brilliant.
Other half, etc. Right?
That's so great, isn't it?
Bit of a slow process. I'm also away for the weekend, as I have to be in Washford.
Plus your mattress is probably wet.
This is what I'm getting to, right?
Yeah.
So I love my mattress protector, but at the moment, with the washing machine the way it is, it's too heavy to handle that spin.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh God.
Last time I had to leave it on the line for 2 days just to make it light enough to spin.
And you can't do that now. It's July, so it's torrential.
Exactly. Yeah, it's the worst weather of all time.
So the bed is stripped, and I've left it in a place where I've taken off the mattress protector. I've washed the sheets, but I've left the window slightly ajar for the weekend because I know I'm coming back to a stinker. And I think what I need to learn is, and people are probably listening going, you're gross, don't eat in bed. I think it's time to stop eating in bed because I do it all the time.
Do you do it a lot?
I do, yeah. I love an L snack in bed.
I can't eat in bed.
Really?
Like, at all.
Well, I can't stand a crumb in bed.
It's not the crumb, it's the smell after. It's like when you say if you get like food or whatever, you bring it back downstairs when you're done with it and you come back to the room and I'm like, the smell in here is disgusting. Even though I just ate.
I know.
Whatever
you
it is.
Just ate that smell.
I just ate that smell. The smell of it is just rotten.
Like. There was a tweet I saw the other day of a girl. She was, again, I think this is a bit much, but again, I'm on board with eating in bed, which lots of people aren't. She was eating now something very extra. Smashed avocado on toast with prawns.
Oh, in bed. Fish in bed.
And she called it the crime on the one side of the tweet over the picture of her meal. And then the criminal was just a photo of a cat who had attacked it and it had obviously destroyed her sheets.
No.
Gross.
Can you imagine telling like your parents like back in the day that now we eat in bed? Like I feel like my parents now would be like, you have food in bed?
Yeah, like, you caveman.
Yeah. I'd be like, you know, I also spend about 90% of my time in bed as well. They'd be like, what? That's for sleeping.
I'm just so scared there's going to be bed bugs and mites and it's going to stink like a milking parlour on Sunday with gone off pasteurised
milk. No, don't worry. I don't left the window a little bit open.
I'm just so scared because, as I said, I'm not back here until Sunday and I don't know what I'm going to do. Anyway.
She'll be stinking on Monday. And you're off, so I'll be the one that has to deal with it.
She'll have been robbed as well.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande, we can't be friends. Oh, on the
You get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'd like to welcome you to John Corner.
Hello.
I have three stories, all including information about Johns around the world.
Brilliant.
If you are not a John, you are permitted to stay, but please don't interrupt as the information is mainly for Johns.
Okay, sorry. So that's Emma and I, we're not Johns.
John's story number one. I was watching an interview the other day for the new Despicable Me 4, I think it is, with it's Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig and Will Ferrell. And for those wondering what this has to do with Johns, hold on to your hats. All three were being interviewed and were asked about their names and what would they have liked to be called if they weren't called what they are called. And what do they think was a cool name? Will Ferrell admitted that he was embarrassed of his real name as a kid, so he called himself Will, which is in fact his second name. His real name is in fact John.
No?
What?
Yeah. John William Ferrell.
John Ferrell doesn't work.
The teacher would call his name in like the roll call and he'd always get embarrassed because he was called John. So he told all teachers that he went by Will. So he said like at the start of every school year he'd hated it because for the first week he'd have to remind all teachers, oh, I go by Will. You know what I mean?
That's like the least embarrassing name in the world.
I was just going to say.
Sorry, as a woman named Aisling Bonner, you know, take away the N and you know how I have lived.
Yeah. Aisling. he now says he has no idea why he thought it was so embarrassing, but he still goes by Will Ferrell.
Wow,
that's mad.
Please now rate this John story out of 5.
Four.
Cool. John, story number two. Another famous John, however, not an actor and not even a singer anymore. John Newman. He has admitted that he doesn't miss performing or living the jet set lifestyle with number one hits like Love Me Again or being on stage with the likes of Rihanna or Calvin Harris. He prefers his life now.
Sorry, was he even that famous?
Yeah.
To be jetting around the world.
I think he had big hits. Like, he had number ones or he had number one. And
Do you know, a friend of mine is like obsessed with John Newman.
I understand.
It's so random.
That's weird. Are they all there?
For a while was, just like John Newman obsessed. Yeah,
you know, the whole in Irish, we obviously have the orchestras that do all the dance bangers, and in the UK it started with the Ibiza Classics Orchestra with the BBC, and often one of the vocalists that would be brought out for those BBC prom nights in the middle of the Ibiza Classics, the vocalist would have been John Newman. So I saw him in Dublin.
He has a great voice. But he prefers his life now of doing DIY around the house, bringing his daughter on days out, and going to the pub with his mates every now and again. He said he has had his success in his 20s, but he's a much more grounded person now. He also gave some mental health tips as well, which I really, really like.
Thanks, John.
He said, when you're having a bad day, walk away, try to find some cold water, meditate, take a walk, and do something different. He uses his time to create art. Please now rate this John story out of five.
Five.
Very good. I think you're going to prefer this one, though.
Ooh.
We move on to John story number three, the final John story of the evening. John Cena has announced his retirement from WWE Wrestling.
Boo!
Oh, stop! Yeah,
this was 4 days ago, so I was scraping the bottom of the barrel for John Corner, but listen up, right? The wrestling legend turned actor says he will stop in 2025 after a farewell tour, so he's going to get his bread and bounce, which I'm like, fair play.
Nice.
He's 47 years old now. He joined the WWE in 2001, is regarded as one of the best wrestlers of all time, having achieved world champion status 16 times, which I don't know why that's relevant, because it's a fake sport. No offense to anyone who loves it. Also, a fun John Cena fact. He is the Guinness World Record holder for having granted the most make-a-wishes.
Oh,
that's nice.
That's actually
for seriously
very nice.
Ill children. He granted his 650th wish in July 2022. Typically wears his championship belt on the occasions, and Guinness World Record says he is without a doubt the most requested celebrity, having granted his first wish back in 2002. Please now rate this John story out of five.
10.
John Cena.
I have a new respect for John Cena. I'm going to go see him on the farewell tour in the fake sports.
I knew very little about him, but you got me with the make-a-wish stuff.
There you go. It's very cool, isn't it?
Bring back John Corner.
Did we all enjoy John Corner?
Love John Corner,
yeah. It was good, wasn't it?
Can't wait for Mark Corner.
Yeah.
Mark Amber, belong together. You're on Spin. I know
sleep is friends. It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's out today, the new album from Eminem, The Death of Slim Shady. 19 songs on it, and he's saying it's a conceptual album, so saying that the songs may not make sense if you don't listen to them in consecutive order.
Oh, really?
Well, I like that type of thing.
So, yeah, same. I'm looking forward to listening to that later on now.
He's a cool guy.
You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Good morning. The new Decathlon store is now open on Ocon Street, and every morning on the show we've been giving you that €200 voucher to give away, and today is the last day of that. I was actually thinking about this. A Decathlon. Anyone know what that is?
Decathlon.
What the word means?
Ooh, it's like... like a triathlon.
Yeah.
Is it two things?
It's 10.
Oh, 10.
Deck.
It's deck.
That makes sense.
Wait till you hear this, right? So I think it's usually done over 2 days.
I'm thinking of a duathlon.
So the first day consists of 100 metres, so like sprint, obviously.
Okay.
A long jump, a shot put, a high jump, and 400 metres. Second day is 110 metre hurdles, discus.
Discus.
What's discus?
Discus is like
discs.
It's like a frisbee but it's very heavy.
Yeah.
You throw.
I see it in the Olympics.
I did that in primary school.
Yeah, pole vault, javelin, and 1500 meters.
I'd be done now.
Yeah,
done,
you'd be in bits.
Yeah.
How do you even train for that?
I have no idea. But I kind of want to try, see how far I get.
Is a triathlon the one, or no? What's the one when you're? Is it, I don't know, the metal race or something? Martin Guilfoyle did it years ago, and there's like a whole day of cycling, a whole day of swimming.
Oh, is that the Iron Man?
Oh, the Iron Man.
The metal race. That's amazing.
Stop.
That's fantastic.
The metal race.
Yeah, would be my thing.
One of your best.
The brand new Decathlon store, as we said, is now open on O'Connell Street. You can discover top quality equipment, clothing and accessories for 70 sports with free click and collect, and you'll find everything you need to fuel your passion at Decathlon. Ready to play or ready to take on the metal race.
Such a great name for the shop now that I know, because it has all the sports.
For 70 sports.
Yeah, and if you want to win yourself that €200 voucher for Decathlon, your last chance this morning, all you got to do is message us the word sport in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Just one voucher left to go. And sport to 087-711-1038 to nab it.
Get in touch now.
The metal ring.
Oh yeah, I'm glad it's Friday.
It's amazing.
I need a little breather.
I love that.
Kenny Grace and Strangers. This is Spin. He's on, speaking of playing, to play our little game to win this morning. Any plans for the weekend, Gal?
My friend's 30th birthday.
Your friend's 30th. Where is that on?
In the Jar.
The Jar.
Oh, fun.
Okay. I love the Jar.
Good spot.
I haven't been to the Jar in a long, long time. Except they did. I know they have done it up like out the back. There's a kind of like a terrace area now, which is supposed to be quite nice.
Oh, lovely.
What's the vibe? How many of these are there, Nikki?
I actually don't know.
Okay.
And I think they're 40. Our family and all will be there.
Okay,
I get you.
So the numbers, big
time. Oh, a proper old school 30th.
Yeah. A few cousins around and all the rest. 30 kisses, maybe.
Oh my God, yeah. Remember them?
Yes. Yeah. We gave my granny 90 kisses for her 90th this year. People had to do twice and three times.
Oh my God.
Right, let's try and get you this €200 voucher to spend at Decathlon. Producer Callum has items that you can buy there and he's going to display them to the room over his head. One of us has to describe what is on his sheet to you without using any words on the page. Have you heard this week? It's like a game of heads up, essentially.
Yeah.
Cool beans. 30 seconds will be on the clock and you just have to get three correct in those 30 seconds to win. And now you get to choose who you want to play for you this morning. Myself, Emma, Dave or Aisling?
Go on, Dave.
Thank you very much. Let's go, Nikki. I'm going to win you this voucher. 30 seconds on the clock.
I hope so.
Let's go. Okay, this is what the Euros, the World Cup. What's the most famous sport in the world?
Running?
No, the most famous sport. Like, it has, like, you kick it.
Oh, I don't know.
It's soccer. Another word for soccer.
Football.
There you go. Well done. This is what you pump up.
Pump.
Oh, damn it. This is what you sleep on. You have to put air in it.
Sleeping
like
a tent.
Sure. And this is what you do, like, poses on and to do exercise. Relax. What did you say?
Yoga mat.
That's exactly right.
We just want to give you the voucher, Nikki, because you're sound.
The most famous sport in the world, running. No, football.
Why didn't you just say soccer earlier?
I don't know. I couldn't think of soccer. I was put on the spot.
One of them was a bike pump, and Dave went, "You pump."
How in God's name would you describe a bike pump?
You put air in it when you're cycling.
No, you don't.
What do you put air in a tire?
It's tough. Tire, yeah.
But anyway, don't worry about it, Nikki. You have got a €200 Decathlon voucher. It's all yours. Congratulations.
Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye.
Bye. Right, we got entire week and not a single person chose me for that game.
I don't even want to get into the psychology behind why everybody picks Dave because I think it'll just depress me. He's either their favourite or people hate women, including women.
Dear God. I'd say it's probably because I don't react like that.
Maybe so.
Recharged. Dua Lipa's Levitating on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
All right, you've been a bit miffed this week, Emma. And I have too, but I did get two plays of this game that you never got to play, the Decathlon game that we just played, the kind of basically the game of heads up with a listener because nobody chose you.
Yeah, it feels like
PE. Why do you think that is?
PE all again, is that what you're going to say?
It's like being chosen for a team on PE all over again. You're never picked, just standing there like a big dope.
You think you're too intimidating?
I don't think people consider me very sporty, perhaps. I don't know.
That would probably be it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe when you call things like Iron Man the metal race, it doesn't instill that much hope.
To be honest, I do appreciate that in a way, but I'd like to have a crack at it, to be honest with you.
Okay, I'll give you a go.
Because I watched you guys play and I really was jealous. So, okay, 30 seconds on the clock. Producer Callum's standing behind you guys. I'm explaining to you guys.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Let's see how many you can get.
You hit it when
snooker,
you
pool.
Are.
I use action.
There's balls
it's a
on a table. It's a cue.
So I only knew that because she did the action.
Okay, so you're on.
Stop moving your hands.
You're on the ground, but you can move really fast because you got things on your feet that have wheels.
Oh, rollerblading, roller skates.
Yes, that's it. And if you are out running and you be scared that you get some like condensation in your eyes,
goggles.
You might wear something around
glasses.
Your forehead, around your
sweatband.
Yes, the sweatband.
You're doing the action. Because she's moving her hands.
Yeah.
She literally moved her hand across her forehead.
Right.
See, you can't do that on the phone.
I get you.
Now we know why you weren't getting it. Very
She'd be like, look what I'm doing. Look what I'm doing. This is radio.
It's just instinctive, isn't it, to use your hand if you're looking at someone. But anyway, there you go. Thanks for my go.
Hello. Go ahead now.
In 3, 2, 1.
This is
spins fully charged
with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Hello there, what's going on?
What's up?
We had a big party yesterday.
A big party?
Yeah,
big
it was
party?
My granny's birthday yesterday.
I was like, I wasn't invited.
I was like, who did?
No, Granny Kay. So
go on, Granny Kay, happy birthday.
Yeah, we were all up in Kay's and one thing about my granny now, she loves opening presents.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So does my granny.
That's a weird.
Loves it.
It's a weird thing for someone to say about you. Is like, do you know Kay now? She loves opening presents.
No, she's just like, she kind of has like a, just like a childlike delight when she gets presents.
I totally agree with
like,
that.
I do too.
With my granny, like as in, even for Christmas, if you buy her something that's like digital or a ticket for something,
yeah,
you'd always get her something she can open as well. Because she just really likes being like sitting down and ripped it all open.
Oh, yeah. I can't deal with that. My granny would tear, like saving the wrapping paper.
Oh, she does that too.
Oh, I have no time for that. Rip it open.
Like, she then presses it all out and everything afterwards. But my granny loves opening presents to a point. And then when she feels like she's gotten too many presents, she'll start offering to pay you back for the presents.
Oh.
Because my mom got her like a pair of slippers and a pair of shoes and other bits. And she was like, when she opened the second pair of shoes, she was like, oh, Paula, let me pay you for one of them. Hey, it's your birthday. Like, really, this is really one day a year. Like, it's absolutely, we're good. Like, we're square.
That's so cute.
And she's like, oh, but I wouldn't have expected all of this. Please, Paula, let me pay you for one of them. That's too much.
Oh, so stop. Cute. I love that.
I know, so funny.
What
she's
did
so
you get?
Glad. I got her a book light.
Oh, lovely.
Which she...
So you went all out then.
Yeah, no, and I also got her a lovely necklace from Marks.
Yeah, lead with that.
Her favourite shop.
Fabulous.
And it was immediately, oh, well, I'll take off this horrible old necklace. Fling the other one off, new one's on. All the glamour.
Awkward until you, when you realise, oh, I got you that last year.
That was actually my Christmas necklace for you.
Yeah.
It's so funny how annoyed they get, though. Like, I remember whenever I get my granny any present, it'd be something small, she'd be fuming. I got her tea in the Shelburne before, like, afternoon tea.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
You should have seen her face.
Oh, disgusted.
Disgusted. That is ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah. What are you spending that money on?
I
feel sick. I'm like, just go for tea with me.
Did I tell you really quickly the night of my granny's 90th, we were sharing a hotel room, the two of us.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of was woken up by a bit of noise going on in the middle of the night. There she was with a knife out, opening the presents at 3 o'clock in the morning. She couldn't wait a moment longer.
Recharged.
I have a bit of a dilemma that I have to deal with this weekend. So my mom and dad are off to France for 3 weeks
Very
tomorrow.
Nice.
Good for them. Lovely.
Yeah, delighted for them. They live in Kildare. And in Kildare, they have a car that I am insured on that is not going to France, okay? I live in Dublin and have no car that I'm insured on, okay? You see my predicament. And it breaks my little heart to think that there's a car I'm insured on sitting in a house in rural County Kildare with no one driving it
gathering
for three
dust.
Whole weeks at the height of summer when I could be going on summer adventures.
I remember when you rented a car to do a bit of a road trip at some point, you got so many jobs done, you were out buying your compost.
Yes.
All the things you just can't do when you don't have a car.
Exactly.
Yeah, a lot of jobs done, a lot of road trips.
It's oh so funny. God, I went to big shop.
I went to Dunleary yesterday and I was like, Aisling can't do this.
I can't. Well, I can go on the dart, but I definitely can't go in a car. So I would love to get the car to Dublin for the few weeks that they're on holidays. The only problem is I don't have a car parking space in Dublin because I live in the city centre, okay? And I'm not paying parking for 3 weeks in one of the most expensive cities in the world.
No. Yes.
Am I? So I've come up with an elaborate scheme to park my parents' car in Dublin for 3 whole weeks free of charge.
Okay. What?
Would you like to hear it?
Q Park, you turn off the radio there.
So, I have to get the car tomorrow. That is Saturday. So, Saturday evening, I'll drive it back up to Dublin. Emma, I know you're going home to Waterford for the weekend, so I'm just going to swing it into your gaff, if you don't mind, just for Saturday night. Is that okay?
Sure, absolutely.
Fantastic. So, Saturday night, it's in Rathfarnham, but I'll be out of your hair by Sunday, Em, because free city centre parking on a Sunday.
Yes!
So I zip out to Rathfarnham on the bus on Sunday morning, grab the car, bring it back into town, park it up near the gaff. Lovely stuff.
Deadly.
Monday morning then I come to my first problem area. So before work, I'm going to have to get the car. I might drive it out to Sandymount Strand. There's a nice beach parking set up there.
Yeah.
So move the car there. I'll probably be a bit late for work on Monday morning. So I'm going to have to get some sort of public transport back from Sandymount. But here's the notice. You're getting it now.
Okay.
You'll be prepared.
Yeah.
Tuesday, we're on the move again. After work, race out to Sandy Mount, move the car. I'm thinking next, the Aldi car park on East Wall Road.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, I'm going to pick something up in Aldi because I'll be a customer then. And I'm planning on putting the receipt in the dashboard of the car and maybe a little breakdown triangle just at the back of the car so they think I'm broken down.
Getcha.
And we'll leave that there.
Very good.
Tuesday. Wednesday, then, I'm laughing because my brother and his girlfriend are heading to France to see my parents.
Oh.
So, swing up to Drumcondra, park the car outside their gaff, which brings me back to Sunday. Free city centre parking.
Whoever invented that, I love them.
Genius. Week two, I'm thinking parks and beauty spots. Marley Park, St. Anne's, Phoenix Park, Donabate Beach, Ticknock, in that order, Monday to Friday. Not sure how I'm going to get home from Ticknock without a car. We'll deal with that Friday week. Saturday, I'm sure I've no school tomorrow. We'll just drive all night. And then it's Sunday, free city centre parking. Week three, and I'm growing weary. Spent €300 on buses, taxis, and petrol.
Yeah.
I've gone nowhere in the car because I've just spent the whole time driving it from place to place, and I'm wondering, how long do you think you can park a car at the viewing spot where the planes land outside Dublin Airport? A week, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just ask my parents to come home early.
Yeah, good shout. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm not really sure about week three.
Whew. Aisling.
Yeah.
You can just park the car in my estate, in my house. There's no issue whatsoever.
For 3 weeks?
No issue whatsoever. Loads of people do it.
Free parking, Emma's estate.
Absolutely.
You're sorted, guys.
Oh, amazing.
No bother.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Here's another fine example of the Brits are at it again. Hey.
What have they done?
Well, basically, the last government set up this whole idea of levelling up communities, i.e. making kind of to reduce inequality. And you would imagine if they had a budget like this, they'd spend it on better public transport, maybe for communities who were a little bit behind in that regard, etc. Okay.
Playgrounds.
Exactly. Loads of fun things that would level up Britain is what they were calling it, okay? But instead, they have spent an insane £250,000 on a chess tables project.
Oh, cool.
So what chess tables?
Needed, necessary, love it.
Yeah.
Go forth.
Go forth and slay. Each one of these have been installed in parks around the northwest of the UK. Again, it's not levelling up very much if you're just focusing on one particular area. And they've been installed in parks. Now, I have to give credit where it's due. They do look very impressive. They almost look like marbly. But imagine your typical park bench where you could bring your own chess board to if you wanted
if
to,
you
play
want to play
chess.
For the limited amount of people who want to play chess in a park.
Exactly that, too. It's very elite, isn't it? Mm-hmm. There's only a certain group who even know how to play chess. And they have, as I said, two and a half grand per one. They've popped up everywhere. This has cost them £250,000. Okay,
lads.
So obviously a lot of people are giving out about this. And a guy, Leabourne Grandmaster Nigel Short, welcomed the investment as great news, which would benefit the sport.
Well, I'm sure he did because he's a grandmaster. Mm. Yes. Can I ask, sorry, are they like the life-size chess things in Harry Potter or are they just your average bog-standard chess board?
They're pretty large. So imagine I'm sitting on one side of this table, you're on the other, and it's a, say, a table the size that you could easily have a meal on.
Okay,
like
so
it's large.
Quite a big table.
A big table, yeah. The BBC has found that as a region, the northwest of England has benefited most from the 250 grand chess table project. As I said, I have no idea how to play, to be honest with you. Also, what's the story with the pieces? Do you bring your little measly?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Someone's like, surely going to steal those pieces from the park.
But you'd imagine because the table is so big that your little measly pieces would look a bit pathetic.
They would look so crap. You
know? Yeah.
And again, as I said, if you really wanted to play chess in the park, surely you just bring your own little chess board.
Yeah, it's like playing ping pong on a tennis court.
Unless they have the pieces like on a chain or something, like chained to the board.
Maybe so. I know in Marley Park, for example, in like the sporty kind of area of the park where you have all the like tennis courts and the soccer pitches and stuff, that they do have this thing there where you put in like a deposit of a euro or something.
Okay.
And you get it back if you return the hurl or you put it, get it back if you return the helmet.
Yeah.
So I think that's
nothing
cool.
Says trust in your community like chains.
So I was thinking though, if we were to level up or introduce new features to our parks in Dublin, I do have some suggestions for Dublin City Councillor, whoever would be responsible this morning.
Nice.
For adults, kids have enough. They have their playgrounds.
I completely agree.
Yeah, there's so much fun things for kids in parks. What do we just walk?
Yeah, and also
use those stupid exercise machines that no one knows how to use.
Exactly.
I want to go on the swings. Like, why can't I go on the roundabout?
Yeah. I know.
So annoying.
In the meantime, you're just expected to walk and have a good mental health moment.
Yeah, I think it should be like the swimming pool. Like, once it gets past 6 o'clock,
you're
like
out
6 p.m., kids have to go out.
Yeah.
And in comes the adults. And
I've five features I think should be added to Dublin parks. One are solid like that, in there and not moving. Connect four boards. It's an easy game. It includes everybody and everyone gets to play. No kids are allowed.
Yeah, I like it.
Go to the playground. Hammocks. Why aren't they everywhere?
Yeah.
More hammocks.
More
hammocks. 2024, please. Yeah.
I would like to spend much more time than I think I've been in a hammock twice in my life. What's that about? Just throw them between the trees.
Yeah, in Ireland now they need to be probably plastic wiped down for
I'm
the rain.
I'm happy with that. That's no
it's
problem.
It's squeaky, but yeah, I'm with you.
Hot air balloon rides. You've got so much space in Phoenix Park. Just come on, it'd be fun.
That would be good.
Yeah, imagine like just like a permanent hot air balloon set.
Anyone want to go? Up we go.
And I wouldn't even matter like if it was attached to a rope. Do you know what I mean? It only went up like 100 metres.
Yeah.
I'd be happy with that.
Give us a look and come back down.
Yeah.
I would like an adult game area. As in, if you stand here as an adult, that indicates that you're interested in participating in an adult game of Tip the Can. What time is it, Mr. Wolf or Duck Duck Goose?
Yeah.
Like, yes.
If you're here in this area, it's an adult time for outdoor fun.
Yes, I consent.
And five, we've kind of gone to it already, but adult playgrounds.
Yeah, man.
Give me the joy.
I really need that.
Honestly, make the slides four times as high.
and a tube, because everybody knows a slide with covered overhead is the most fun.
I love a slide with a mat. They have to sit on the mat to go down the slide.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I want.
On your front. Yeah.
Or like, and it's a spiral. That's what I want now.
Yeah.
Slide with a mat.
Well, look, some food for thought this morning. All I'm doing is trying my best here, guys. You know?
Look,
and you've done very well.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'm getting a bit sad now, to be honest.
Why?
Because the Euros are coming to an end.
Aww.
It's been an incredible Euros.
Have you loved it?
I've absolutely loved it. I've never watched so much football in my life. It's been so much fun. I loved it, every single bit of it.
I'm happy for you.
I want to cast you back to a month ago when the Euros started. We were all excited. It was kind of felt like it was really coming into summer and things like that. And we decided to do a fully charged sweepstake for the Euros. No money involved whatsoever, so absolutely nothing like that. But if you decided to get in on this, you would win IMC Cinema Passes for nothing, basically, at all. The winner will get 20 IMC Cinema Passes. We are down to two teams. I don't know if anyone remembers who they got, but I had Slovakia. We were out quite quickly. and then I know Callum had a crap team as well. He was out very soon. Emma in the fully charged one, I think you had a crap team as well. You were out very soon.
Yeah, yeah.
There's only two people left. One of those people is Aisling Bonner.
And I've been told that I actually cannot win the IMC Cinema Passes. All I can do is take them away from a listener who could have won them.
That sucks.
So it's a tough situation. I have Spain, but also I desperately don't want England to win because I was born in the Republic of Ireland.
Yes.
So I'm in a bit of a pickle too because I don't want to take the pass away from somebody, but I also kind of want Spain to win.
But also I think it's good that we have these passes because they'll last longer than we've more prizes for future shows.
That's true.
Because we give away 20 IMC Cinema Passes, we're going to be broke.
Yeah, I'm doing it for the good of the show, guys.
Exactly. The other person you are up against, who in fact does have England, is Lizzie.
Yeah, Lizzie's standing by. Have you been cheering on England throughout this, Lizzie?
Yeah.
What?
Can't believe you're up for England,
Lizzie. Actually got a shout
for England.
For England
because that's who we drew.
Yeah.
Hey. You're looking for that 20 IMC Cinema Passes, are you?
Absolutely.
Is there any part of you that feels a little bit guilty about cheering for England?
Just a bit, but if Spain's willing to trade, we might do a trade.
I'm afraid not there, Lizzie. I'm actually the one who has Spain and I'm very happy with my pick of Spain. Yeah.
Lizzie, do you know what I think you should do? I think you should give Aisling some smack talk, seeing as you're England and she is Spain.
Hopefully, Spain
stays
in the dressing room.
if Aisling wins, IMC Cinema Passes go to absolutely nobody.
Yeah, it's cruel.
That's really, really cruel. Not even Aisling gets them.
Izzy, I'm also a little bit conflicted because we also have a work sweep, say, outside of the show, and I feel very dirty because I also have England.
It's like being playing the underdog that actually nobody likes.
Yeah.
Every single other European country is going for Spain, and me and you are back in England because we drew.
You might win something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I think we should watch it in our bedrooms and come out when it's safe.
Yeah.
Lizzie,
that's
an excellent, excellent decision.
Well, Lizzie, I'll have many great trips to the cinema if Spain do the business. And you can just picture me there saying, vamos,
you can invite
España.
Us if you want it.
Ah, look, I'll have a think about it.
that's a defeatist attitude, Lizzie. You're already saying you're going to lose. But the best of luck, but also not really.
Yeah, it's a hard one. Yeah. I don't know what to say to you, Lizzie.
Have a nice weekend.
I have never wanted a listener
Thanks
to lose more.
Too.
See you later,
Bye-bye,
Lizzie.
Bye, love.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It sounded the first time I've seen an insight into how producer Callum feels all the time.
Yeah.
An Englishman living in Ireland.
It is a tough position to be
but
in.
It's all jokes. Don't worry about it.
It's all jokes. Yeah.
Just stop crying, producer Callum, for God's sake. It's only a joke,
you
Callum.
You like your laptop.
I love you. Everybody hates me.
Not at all. It's weird. Everybody's saying, who's going to win? Who do you think's going to win? And I actually know who's going to win.
What do you mean?
The Euros on Sunday.
What? Huh?
I know who's going to win the Euros.
Is it a pre-recorded match?
I'm sitting on a secret, guys.
Sounds like you have quite the flex.
Yeah, so yesterday I carried out a few tests, a few experiments, and in about 6 minutes' time, I'm actually going to tell you who is going to win Euros 2024.
So you got like the stats sorted, you got the XG, you got all that kind of things?
No, I don't know what that means. I did something different.
We'll tell you more in a sec.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We've just been chatting about the Euros finals on Sunday between England and Spain, and you know whenever there's a big match, you always see these animals online coming out of the woodwork, these mystic animals who can predict who's going to win.
Yeah, we had one of the, I think we had just a mystic person on, I did a story about one the other day and she got it completely wrong.
Okay.
So I'm hoping the animals are better.
Yeah, we did something about a mystic meerkat in a zoo in England during the week. It predicted who would have a win. Have a listen.
I think it's safe to say meerkats think England are going to win on Wednesday. Let's wish the boys luck.
Is she asking the meerkats to join her and saying good luck?
Yeah. God. I didn't like the result of this meerkat predictor because it was conducted in England, which is obviously biased territory. So yesterday,
as opposed to us.
Yesterday when I went home, I said, I'm going to do my own test in a neutral ground.
Yeah.
Ireland.
Unbiased as it gets.
Completely neutral.
Yeah.
Basically Spain. Gatobin yesterday afternoon when I got home, for the first time ever, there was a seagull on my balcony.
Okay.
A baby seagull. And it sat there for ages and ages. And I said, excellent. You will be my first mystic seagull. So on the inside of the window in my apartment, I stuck up a Spanish flag and I stuck up an English flag. And I said, whatever flag the seagull turns its head to look at next will win Euros 2024.
Okay.
Let's find out what it says.
Which flag will the seagull look at first? Oh, it's looking at Spain. It's a win for Spain.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Off to a good start.
So it was Spain. The seagull firmly said Spain. And you can see the videos, the proof of all these are up on our Instagram at official spin 1038. Next, I kind of went old school. A spin the bottle.
Okay.
So I put an England flag on the bottom of the table and a Spanish flag on the top and the bottle in the middle. Spun the bottle. Here's how it all went down.
Spinning in 3, 2, 1, go. Spain! Spain. A win for Spain.
Okay. Nice one. That's
now,
quite clear.
Really, really, really good start.
The bottle may have landed in between the two flags and it was a reflex action where my hand may have hit it towards
Spain. I hate when that happens, yeah.
But I felt like that reflex was part of the mystic process.
Yeah.
Something just took over your body. There was an impulse.
It easily could have flicked it towards England.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
Once again, Spain and I also have a cat in the house, Mr. Plops, and Mr. Plops is now Mystic Plops. And I got Mystic Plops to predict the winner of the game as well. And the way I did this was I took my England flag and I stuck it on top of a pencil.
Okay.
And then I took my Spanish flag and I stuck it to a cat beef stick. And I said, whichever flagpole Mystic Plops chooses to eat will win Euros 2024.
Oh my God, what happened?
And I'm sure we're on the edge of our seats to find out which it was.
Let's open the doors and allow the cat inside. Are you ready, Mr. Plops? Here we go. Who is going to win Euros 2024? Is it going to be Spain? Is it going to be England? Oh, the tension. Come on. Look at the sticks. Look at the sticks. This cat is sick. Oh, I think it's Spain. I think it is a win for Spain. Fantastic news.
Ooh. First thing I want to just say is this how you talk when you're not in work?
Yeah, like I'm a member of the royal family. So the cat sniffed around the bottom of both sticks for probably like 10 seconds and then eventually consumed the beef stick rather than the pencil, thus giving Spain the win. So that is three predictions for Spain. But we want to do one more prediction, fully charged prediction, okay?
Sure.
So on 087-711-1038, this is not who you want to win, but who you genuinely think will win. And we'll see if that one comes true. Spain or England in WhatsApp, fire it over 087-711-1038. Who do you genuinely think will win?
Yeah. And like, be nice to producer Callum. He's the one getting the texts, okay? He's the one who's going to see this. And as you said, it's not who you want to win, it's who you think will win.
Yes, but like Spain, you know?
Yeah. But be nice to Callum, okay?
Yeah. Oh, great, this song.
Dave, this is fire.
Calvin Crew and the Listening and Vernon Crews, The Spark, now on Spin.
Recharged. Chat about the Euros, the big final on Sunday. And I was telling you that yesterday I conducted some experiments with some mystic creatures around my house. I got a seagull, a cat and a bottle to predict who would win against Spain or England. The videos are up on our Instagram at officialspin1038 there on the Insta stories. All of my results were a Spain win.
Mm. Mm. And it was totally fair. Like, there was no dodginess going on at all.
Yeah, exactly. But we asked you who you thought would win.
Craig was on.
As much as it kills me to say this, but it's coming home. It's coming home.
Get that.
Football's coming home.
Off the radio.
God.
Irishman.
How did you find the one person in Dublin who would send that?
Did you pay him?
I did not.
That's disgraceful behavior from our producer. Apologies.
If somebody knows Craig, give him a hiding.
Yes. I thought we weren't allowed to curse on this show.
Yeah. Blasphemy. I will say it is coming through kind of 60-40. 60% saying Spain will win. 40% saying England will win. Right. It will be tense times on Sunday night.
I'm actually really looking forward to watching it. I'm like that late to the party, just joined the crew now who are into it at the final. Hey. And I'll know everything about it by Sunday. Wait till you see. Yeah. Oh, look at that. Why didn't he kick that ball?
Name a player who's playing.
Let's go.
Dave and Aisling in the morning.
This is Spin's Fully Charged.
Morning, what is the story? It is Friday.
Woo!
We were chatting to someone earlier on the phone who has a big 30th celebration this weekend with all the gals, and although I'm slightly jealous, I'm also very much looking forward to doing a whole lot of nothing this weekend.
Oh yeah, I did that last weekend and it was restorative.
What a fantastic word.
Thank you very much.
Restorative, that's exactly what I'm craving at the moment, is a bit of restoration, you know?
I feel like that's an interesting turning point in your life when you go, I can't wait to do nothing this weekend.
Yeah, it's nice.
I'm not going out, not talking to anyone. Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah, well, I'm actually hanging out with family, so I'm heading to Waterford and I'll do a night with my granny, and then I might do that tomorrow and go home tonight. And I got the best text ever from my dad last night. Hey, what time will you be down tomorrow? And I said, whatever, I'll leave after work. In the afternoon, he said, grand, I'll put you in the pot, so doing a roast.
Oh!
Well done, Jim Nolan.
I thought you were going to say, what takeaway do you want?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Chinese
so
or something.
Much better.
No, but you know what?
Roast on a Friday night.
So much better.
Absurd.
Because it's not something that I ever make for myself. Do you know, like, when you're not like cooking for a family or whatever. Sometimes my housemate and I would double up on dinners and make a bit more of an effort, but more often than not, you're like, I'm not going to make this massive effort for just me.
Yeah.
So I'd never like spend hours slaving over a roast on a Sunday to sit down like a big loser on my own and eat it. Do you know what I mean? So something like that, a homely meal, is just like, I hope there's gravy and I hope there's mash and roast potatoes and I hope there's carrots.
There will be. Only a madman makes a roast without gravy.
True.
True. Only a madman.
My dad is not a madman. So bring it on, I'm buzzing.
Ash, oh my God,
I don't know, this is like your equivalent of having a fresh broccoli or something like that.
Do you put gravy on your broccoli? You're allowed to have gravy.
No, I can't have gravy.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I made veggie gravy once, but I was never much of a gravy head. Right. No, my version of a roast is a lovely nut roast. Ugh. Oh, yummy.
Yum, yum, yum.
And breadcrumbs. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Then be Goddard and Messi in heaven on spin.
Goddard, I always think of Jimmy Neutron. That was his dog's name. Isn't that so bizarre?
I bet you that's why that fella picked that name.
I wonder. It must be.
You pick it for random reasons.
Yeah, why else would you go with? I'm Goddard.
Yeah.
I was obviously in the UK over the weekend, last weekend, and I came back and I'm pretty comfortable in my sexuality to tell you that I know when a guy is hot. When a guy is very good looking. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I'm able to tell.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Well, I know when girls are hot.
Oh, well, yeah. I feel like that's more common, though.
It's a very boyhood thing to be like, sure, I wouldn't know if he's good looking.
Yeah, I wouldn't know if he's good looking, but I'd be like, if someone would walk by, I'd be like, no, he's hot.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with saying it.
And I think all guys do, but maybe not a lot of people say it. Okay to say.
Because I don't think a lot of guys are maybe as comfortable in their sexuality.
Yeah, but there was a dude in the airport, and I was like, yeah, there's a hot dude. Mm. The reason he was hot was not because of his looks or anything like that. He just had something on him.
Bit of a swag.
Yeah, that I thought, now this guy, he's a cool guy. I wouldn't mind like looking like that fella.
I honestly often feel it's someone's vibe, and I know vibe is such an overused word, but it's how someone kind of carries themselves.
Yeah, it is a vibe.
So
swag and energy.
Yeah. Shut up.
Cheryl Lloyd was right.
You're so unhot right now. But no, so he was wearing something and I thought, this is interesting, because the reason why I thought he was quite attractive was because he was wearing something. And I thought, okay, that's an unconventional way of being hot.
Okay.
So this is what I decided. I've come up with a list of unconventional things that make people hot.
Okay, great. I love this.
I think some of them you will disagree with. This is what the guy was wearing. Apple earphones with the wires.
Oh, yeah.
So the phone was in the pocket, the Apple earphone wires were coming up, and he had the music in his ears and he was walking to the gate. And I was like, that is a cool dude.
I'm a massive fan of that. I think that with the AirPods, we've lost the whole idea. And I think what's really sexy, particularly on a guy, is when they have a hoodie and then the wires from the earphones
through the thing
are coming out the front.
And kind of hanging.
Oh, that gives me a little bit of something.
Now, it's interesting, this one, next one that I have, because a lot of people's icks are dirty runners, right? People hate that for some reason. I'm going to say, if you're a girl and you have dirty white runners, oh, that's hot.
Really?
Oh, that's
interesting.
Hot. Yeah, I don't know why.
Is it just you like a girl who you think can run through the muck?
No, I think it's more like...
I want someone
fast.
who I can chase.
No, I think it's more like the attitude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't care.
You're not just trying to be too prim and perfect.
Exactly. I love it. So I'm actually going to say dirty white runners, happy with it.
I'd argue dirty Converse are better than clean Converse.
There you go. Yeah. I would say Air Force Ones, dirty Air Force Ones. Mm-hmm. Love them. I'm going to move on to this one. People who take and post blurry photos on Instagram. Have you ever gone on to some like young person's, like say they're 24, 25, and they have blurry Instagram photos?
And I'm intentionally like, blurry.
Intentionally blurry. And yeah, you're like, you're cool. So cool and sexy.
And you know, you notice as well with all the celebs.
Yeah.
They'd often post, if they're posting a carousel of photos, there's always a blurry one in there.
There's always blurry photos.
Yeah. And where the light like streaks across,
yes,
but like somehow they still look hot.
I have tried to take group photos where I shake the phone. It doesn't work. I don't understand what people are doing. Mm. People who sit in a cafe on their laptop.
Oh,
I like that.
Honestly, there's something about that crew. When I moved to Dublin first and I saw this, I was like, I have no reason to be on a laptop in a cafe, but I want a reason to be
there.
Yeah,
I've never done it.
Yeah.
I walked past Starbucks on South King Street, and I'd seen a girl in there on a laptop with a coffee. And like doing like editing photos, and I was like, yeah, bit of me. Yeah, that's it.
Editing photos.
Like, imagine if you were on Tinder chatting to a girl and you were like, what are you up to anyway? And you're like, I just took my work from home to Starbucks. I'd be like,
yeah, you're too good for me. People who easily, it's kind of going back to the Instagram thing, take 0.5 pics. If you don't know what a 0.5 pic is, it's when you turn your phone around and you can get more of the picture because your camera is better on the phone.
Yeah.
So it's like it's kind of like a fish lens almost. It's kind of, you know what I mean?
Fish eye, you
see more of it. People who take them naturally, sexy as hell.
Yeah, where you can't see all the hairs on your arms in high definition.
Yes.
That's what happens when I take them. I'm like, whoa, I have the hairiest arm in the world.
I got two more for you, right?
on a night out, a girl who wears a jersey. Love it. Don't care where the jersey's from. I just love a jersey.
Or especially, I raise you a vintage jersey.
Yeah, top tier. Mm-hmm. So
anyone
good.
In a vintage jersey.
They're also really in at the moment is jerseys, like wearing jerseys and things.
You know
like
what
that.
I appreciate so really well into that. Is when girls sometimes take a vintage jersey and then like adapt it. So it's clearly been to the dressmakers and it's now a crop top.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot as hell. Yeah,
you know, yeah. I do think just a girl in her county colours with the little ribbon around her head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's cool.
So hot.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I go to Croke Park and I melt.
I was out the other night at the Camden and I was at the England-Netherlands game and there were so many girls and I'm comfortable enough with my sexuality to say this too. The girls in their jerseys and their jeans, I was like, you all look absolutely
you look
stunning.
And the last one is a really, really unconventional one, but I just think it's cool and it's really hot. When someone has their phone and has a little something attached to the phone, almost like a little chain.
Oh,
or
a charm.
Could be a little charm or something like that. And they walk around, they text with their nails and the charm is hanging down. I'm like, that's hot as hell. Why is that so hot?
Oh, Dave, keep collecting and nosing, please. I want more of this. And I agree with every last one of them too, by the way. Bring back the wired headphones.
If you are due to visit Barcelona this summer, I encourage you to slap on a fair bit of fake tan and maybe wear a flamenco dress the entire time you're there.
Okay, oh. I am going to Barcelona this summer.
Are you?
I fly in there.
Oh, dear. Because
my cruise.
In Barcelona, they do be hating on tourists at the moment.
Oh,
have you heard about this?
Crap.
No.
So there's been kind of a bit of a ruckus about tourism in Spain over the last couple of years, but mainly in like the coastal areas because like the beaches are getting damaged.
Do we arrive in groups and wear the same backpacks and stand in the middle of the road? Is that what we must do that, do we?
That's a great clapback. But in Barcelona, they're also raging about just the amount of tourists that are taking over their cities. I think there's like 12 million tourists come every year.
Wow.
Obviously bringing tons of money to the economy or whatever, but anyway, they are mad and they took action in a very dramatic way during the week. Thousands of residents of Barcelona attended an anti-tourism protest, marched down the streets, they shouted at tourists sitting outside restaurants having their dinner.
How awkward.
And squirted them with water guns. Now, my favourite thing about this was the article that I read was a Sky News article and they described water guns as weapons filled with water.
That's the most Sky News thing ever.
It's like, it's a water gun. Some visitors were also prevented from leaving their hotels because they taped up the exits.
Oh my God.
Some of the popular tourist hotels now, I'm sure a little snip would have done the job. But it's mainly just to like make a point, I think.
God, I would be so uncomfortable if I was on my holiday somewhere and that's what was going on outside the door.
It's not
I would
great.
Be like, get me out of here.
Yeah. What is their point? Is that they just don't like them?
No, so I think like Airbnb has taken over massively.
This
now
is a big
it's
problem.
Really hard to get rentals there, like just for people to live there.
Yeah.
It's extremely expensive. And then just inflation in the shops and everything like that. So
yeah,
like they
course.
Have a very good point.
I understand it. If that's your home, it is getting annihilated every year.
And it's kind of like the priority is tourists over the residents.
Yes.
I think that's how they feel. Anyway, I'm kind of on the side of the Spaniards here.
Yeah, I would be too, but they're aiming it wrong, I think. They're probably aiming it at the... They shouldn't be aiming it at the tourists.
At the tourists.
Aiming it at the people who are doing the Airbnb
at the
thing.
The government, yeah.
Yeah, but imagine sitting there with a family of four kids trying to get a house and you're like, no, sorry, everything's for the tourists.
Exactly.
There's nowhere for you to live here in your home. You'd be fuming.
So if there are any... Barcelonians listening, Dave, I apologise in advance because I've come up with a list of how protesters can do more to deter tourists in Barcelona. Okay, so one thing they could do is tell all the tourists they don't take the euro anymore and then not tell them what the currency is.
Yeah. It used to be the peseta, wasn't it?
Peso?
The what?
The potato.
No.
The peso.
The peso.
Was this the currency, the peseta?
Peseta,
is
maybe.
It?
Maybe. I thought it was peseta.
I don't know.
Peso.
Long before the euro,
I thought
anyway.
It was a potato. They could block book all the window and aisle seats on all the Ryanair flights so that you can only get middle seat.
Yeah,
that's not me going. If they could infest the beach sun loungers with bed bugs. That'll be an itchy
that's
trip.
Awful. You're,
yeah.
This is
awful.
Getting a bit cruel now, Ash.
They could pee in all the pools. They could snip holes in the mosquito nets.
Oh,
get a
nasty
bites.
Work.
When you go into a nightclub, you know the way they give you a stamp to prove that you've paid? They could insist that you have to get the stamp in the centre of your forehead instead of on your wrist.
That would
be a good deterrent. And then lastly, they could replace all the sun cream in the shops with regular body lotion so everyone gets scalded.
No.
You're terrible.
God, you've really uncovered a dark side of yourself
just
this
thoughts,
morning.
Some thoughts, guys. I'm on the side of residents here.
Yeah.
By the way, you were right, Peseta.
Oh God, I didn't need to be doubted. I've got loads
Sorry,
of Spanish family.
Aisling, Emma was right.
I actually did doubt you because earlier you called the Iron Man the metal race.
You're so annoying. Spins fully charged. Recharged. It is time.
One more tune.
Okay, once a week.
We're allowed to sing. And that's it over now.
The power is in your hands to choose the song that launches the weekend on Ye Olde Spin 103.8. Myself, Dave and Aisling give you some options to choose from. You help out the person you like the most. Only joking. You help out the song that you like the most by texting Emma, Dave or Aisling, and every single vote counts. So we very much appreciate you getting involved in this. Earlier this morning, Dave, you did a segment called John Corner with news about a lot of Johns.
I did.
Including John Newman.
Yes.
Ever since, this has been in my head. Play it at my funeral. I mean it. I absolutely love that song. I don't know what it is. It's one of my all-time faves. So feel good with Rudimental and John Newman. It's Emma in a WhatsApp, please, to 087-711-1038.
I have gone for the slightly aged badly but re-recorded version of this. That is Busted, and that's What I Go to School For. It was re-released in 2023 as part of like a part two album, Best of Hits, 20 years later. If you would like to hear that brand new version of That's What I Go to School For, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
And I just felt like some Ariana Grande this week, so I went for this. And that just make you want to drop. That is a nice Ariana throwback. Ready for the weekend. It's Into You. And if you'd love to hear it in full, drop it low with me now. It's Aisling in a WhatsApp.
You had me until that moment.
711-1038. Let the song speak for itself. Don't mind the cringy owner of the song.
I'm going to say it again, lads. Three top tier choice.
Yeah, I think it's a good week again.
I don't care who wins.
It's Emma, Dave or Aisling in a WhatsApp now, please. Again, I've gone for John Newman with Rudimental and Feel the Love.
I've gone for Busted, That's What I Go to School For.
And I've gone for Ariana Grande, Into You.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Post Malone, Morgan Wallen, and I had some help on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling, 9:43 on a Friday.
Uh-oh.
I know what that means.
I know what that means too. Producer Callum.
I didn't have any help with this.
Ha ha ha.
Thanks.
I don't get it. I actually don't get it.
We just played Morgan.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
What a week it's been. The Shrek 5 film release date has been announced. The rain has finally stopped.
And
I'm seeing Taylor Swift in Vienna in 27 days.
But it 27 days. We have a month left of it.
It can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week. We found out on Monday that Aisling's boyfriend Alex has started a new sport this week, but Emma found a way to make it sound so uncool.
Yeah, my boyfriend Alex messaged me. He was at boxing this morning and has said he got a nasty blow to the ribs.
I didn't know he even played boxing. Played boxing? Yeah, I actually hate myself a lot on the back of this one.
It's safe to say Aisling won't get a job DJing the main stage at Longitude after this horrific mashup that she made.
You'll do anything for me. Who in the world can be? Oh, here she go, either a little too loud or a little too close. She's got a hurricane in the back of her throat. She thinks she's made of candy.
Listen, God loves a trier.
Yes.
Without context, that's excellent.
It's all because we found out that in an alternative reality, Beyonce and Robbie Williams could be together because Robbie turned down the opportunity to date Beyonce when they were younger.
Aisling doesn't believe that.
I don't.
Poor Dave got absolutely slammed for using a word that wasn't even that fancy this week.
What does round mean? Round doesn't mean have to be like spherical. It doesn't have to mean like I'm round.
Can't
and
believe
I'm
you
not
just said spherical. That was
spherical.
A very big word.
Shut up.
It's just
one of those the worst thing you've ever said to me. Spherical is all I said. Like, how crap am I talking that I say spherical? I was like, what? Good, look at you.
It's 9 letters.
And it's the SPH. It's just really cool.
Oh, it was hard to pronounce for Dave.
So unlike you.
Finally, Emma found another way to demonstrate that she has no clue about sport.
What's the one when you're... Is it the, I don't know, the metal race or something? Martin Guilfoyle did it years ago, and there's like a whole day of cycling, a whole day of swimming.
Oh, is that the Iron Man?
Oh, the Iron Man.
The metal race. That's amazing. That's fantastic.
Oh, okay. I'm
the metal race.
I need a break.
You've used all your annual leave days. I've been producer Callum, and they have been the worst bits of the week.
Thank you, thank you.
Excellent.
Okay, final call on this. What song do you want to close the show in a matter of moments? Will it be my choice? John Newman, Rudimental, and Feel the Love. Go on, it's a banger for your Friday. 087-711-1038 to vote for that.
Or how about this?
Send us over the word Emma, please. Or this.
Busted. It's a re-recorded version of That's What I Go to School For. The lyrics haven't aged well, but just don't worry about it. It's Dave on WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Words to live by. A sexy one from me this week. Oh, come on. Come on, girls and guys. It's Ariana Grande, Into You. You know you want to hear it in full, and it's Aisling to 087-711-1038. Be a bit sexy for once.
For once? Are you calling our listeners not sexy?
Well, I'm never sexy on this show, so.
Your final chance to get your vote.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Greatest thing just happened. Emma asked a question, which was, Ash, where did you book for dinner on Saturday? And do you know the answer, Emma?
No, I completely got distracted by something, and then
it was amazing.
I talked for about 20 seconds about the semantics of where we're going and what we're doing, and then I looked up and Dave was laughing and Emma was watching a video.
On my phone.
And she still has no idea where I'm going.
No clue.
I'll tell you on Monday.
So sorry.
I'm so sorry. You're having a mare this week.
I don't know what's going on. Something in the water.
It was so obvious. It was just, what are you doing? I'm going to go on my phone.
No, I never do that. Come on.
No,
to be fair, it's not that interesting. We're going for tacos and 777 on tacos. Saturday at 4 o'clock.
If my life was on it, I wouldn't have been able to repeat that, even though you just said it in the room. I'm so sorry. We got to get the results of one more tune. Producer Callum, how are we looking?
You've been voting for the last song of the show. I can tell you, in dead last place is Aisling and Dave with 18%.
Oh, we drew at least.
Yeah, dead last with a joint 18%. And Emma stormed it this week with 64%.
Good choice. Wow. Good tune.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Enjoy this one. We'll catch you Monday. Michaela's next.
Good luck. I could feel the love, can you feel it too? I could feel it
all. I could feel it all. Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.